Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Omud Aleph. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Ayin Beis. At the very, very top line was Sif Dalad. The Mechaber starts and he says, Ein Shtei Chatzeros, you have two adjacent yards with many houses in each yard. That's what we've been talking about, making an Erev Chatzeros. And now you have these two adjacent yards to each other. So under what situations or circumstances are those two yards allowed to merge with each other and make a single Erev Chatzeros? So Yecholos La'arev Yachad, these two yards are able to go and make a single Erev Chatzeros to allow carrying from every house in each yard into every other house into every other yard in that area. Only Ella im kain yehei pesach b'nehem, they have to have some sort of a connection between them, a doorway between them, an opening between them, or it doesn't have to be a doorway, it could be a window or chalon, and it has to have a minimum size. The window or the doorway has to be at least sheyesh arba'ah al arba'ah tefachim, it must be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. Again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, so let's just say 4 for easy sake, so it would have to be 16 inches by 16 inches in its height and width, in order for this to be considered a valid opening or Pesach in between the two. And in addition, via Kitsoso, and part of this 4x4 Tefach area must be Besoch Asorah Tefachim and Muchim Loretz, must be within the bottom 10 Tefachim from the ground up until the top of this Mechitza between the two. If there's no 10 Tefachim between them, so then there is no discussion. It's 1 yard. It's not considered 2 yards. But here there is a partition between them. As long as they have a doorway or a window that at least some of it is within the bottom 10 Tefachim, so then it is considered over here a valid Pesach. And in this situation, Vaz, Imratsu, if they wish to, Ma'arvin Yachad, they're allowed to go and have a single Erev Chatzeros. The Imratsu, Ma'arvin Kolechad Liatzel. But it is still considered a valid Mechitza between them that each side of this Pesach, with the wall separating the two sides over here, would be in fact allowed to go and make its own Erev Chatzeros and have no official formal connection. You wouldn't be allowed to carry from one Chatzer into the other Chatzer. The remark concludes with him. He says that further details about this Ayin Lekamen and Simin Shin Pei Vav Siv Beis, over there we're going to discuss about Yisrael Hadar Mishnayim Shlosh Makomos Ketzad Yarvu. If people live on different floors over here, how can they go make an Erev together? But for now, we're going to stick with the Mechaber over here, who basically has told us that under certain situations, the two courtyards are able to merge together if they wish to. If they don't wish to, they don't have to merge together. They can have a separate Erev Chatzeros for each courtyard, and then you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one courtyard into the other. And this is based upon them having a Pesach or a Chalon in between them, at least some of it within the bottom 10 Tefachim of the Mechitza, the wall, that is at least 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim wide. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Zayin explains further, and he says, the holes there, this entire discussion is discussing Ma'iri, Kishalo Nishtatu HaChatzeros Yachad B'Mavoy, when there is no overriding Shita of Mavoyos in this neighborhood over here. However, Aval Nishtatu HaChatzeros Yachad B'Mavoy, then if there is an overriding Shita of Mavoyos for all of the Chatzeros in this community, so then, Naso Kol Chatzer Echo, then it's considered already like one Chatzer, Umutorim L'Talto Mizel Zeh, and then each Chatzer can carry one to the other, afilu lohi arak chur katan b'neim. Then they don't need this doorway or passageway that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If there's just some sort of a hole in the wall, they'd be allowed to transfer from one side to the other because of the shita from a virus that is made. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that the source for this din over here is from the Divrei Ha'Even Ha'Ozer, who adds the following tonight. Each of these chateros has to have its own Erev chateros in this situation, because if not, then even if they do something in the mavoy, avshe b'chol mavoy moel hashituf la'ariv gam kol chotzer in batel, even though the shituf of mavoyos would allow each of the chotzers to now have all the houses within it to be able to carry to and from, mikol makom kan lo oyel hashituf la'ariv v'sacheritz yachad, that wouldn't help for each chotzer being able to carry to each other chotzer. Because he says, kivan she'enam psucha zulzuk, since there is no connection directly one to the other, ulekach in la'atiru mikoch she'esh b'shituf gam erev ela mikoach hashituf atzo, and therefore without that connection between them, you wouldn't be able to go and carry from one chotzer into the other chotzer. However, he says from the Atzi Almogim, another sefer, he brings down that there is a heter over here, a different reason, and that's Mishum Shedai B'moch Ma Sheheim Yicholim LaHolich Haserav Derech HaMavi, since they could go all the way around and go from their chotzer into the mavi, and then back from that mavi into the other chotzer. So even though there's no direct connection between the two chotzeros, Yicholim LaLichol Derech HaPesach Shebeneim, then in this situation they would be allowed to go and bring things from one chotzer to the other through the mavi, even though there's no Pesach in between the two chotzeros. And according to this, and in this situation, even if they didn't make a separate Erev Chatzeros, it would be sufficient with the Shita from Avayos to allow this. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Ches explains further that they are allowed, if they wish to, as long as there's this Pesach between them that's at least 4x4 Tvachim. Rots Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Le'inyon Shei Mutu L'Taltel Afilu Klei HaBayis Mizel Azeh, and in such a way, they'd be allowed to carry from a house in one Chotzer to a house in the other Chotzer. The Chanal, as we're about to explain. Siv Katan Chav Tes, as long as you have this Pesach B'nei HaMochalon, you have a doorway, some sort of an opening or a window that is at least 4x4 Tvachim, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, Was Mutu L'Taltel Afilu Derech Pesachim Kitanim, then you don't have to only pass it through this larger opening of 4x4 Tvachim, you can even pass it through any small openings that are there, or even some sort of a little chur shebeinayim, a little hole in between the two walls, or to pass it over the top of the wall, the shneim ki echa chashivi, because of the 4x4 tefach pesach o chalon, so they're considered one unit, and therefore you can go above the wall or through a little hole in the wall, even though you don't go through the 4x4 tefach opening. Sivkot and Lamed, Arba has to be at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. V'afilu ha-pesach v'ha-chalon oroch harbe. And even if one side is very long, so your overall square area over here, let's say in one area it's 20 Tvachim, and it's only 2 Tvachim in the other area, so you'd have 40 square Tvachim, which is much more than the 4x4, which is 16 square Tvachim. Nevertheless, tzarek shia gam b'roch bo, you need to have at least a minimum of 4x4. It could be greater than that, but just the square footage over here, the square tvachim area over here is not enough that it's just 16 square tvachim. You must have at least 4x4 tvachim. As the Mishnah explains, lo choshev piskol b'pachos mi'abar, because unless it's 4x4, it's not considered a Pesach. Lo chazi lahachlin slohotzibo, because if it's very long and narrow, so even though the same total square footage over here is more than 16 square tvachim, that's not considered an opening. You can't easily pass something in between it back and forth. Kivishu tzar, because it's very narrow. Ukaman delay sadamya, and is halachically considered insignificant as if it's not there. V'machalon agol, if it's a round opening between the two, a round window. So then, in Yeshbo Kidei L'Rabeya Arba Tvachim, Arba Tvachim, if the circle would be able to be enclosed, a square that is 4x4 Tvachim, Harehu Kimiruba, then it is considered over here as if it was 4x4 Tvachim, because it's actually bigger than an area of 4x4 Tvachim, because the circle has additional area around it. The Sharet Zion Os Yud Ches brings down what exactly is the shear for this circle, and he says it would have to be a circle that has at least 16 Tvachim, V'Arba Chumshe Tvachim, and 4 fifths of a tefach as its circumference. This is not exact, a perfect calculation, but the Chofetz Chaim says at the very end of this long Dibra Maschil, he says, Ha'emes Nira Lani is Dati, the Ein Ledaktik B'Zeyosi. You don't have to be so precise, and the numbers that are sometimes used are a little bit larger than what the precise number would be, because the Chacham was Somech on these Shiurim, on Inyon Shebetorib, Nesher Koshel, Tzamsim Ode, because it's very hard to exactly calculate, so they sometimes would take a slightly larger figure, and this way they wouldn't have any problems. And it's also possible, he says, Ha'olai, Ha'yom Kubul, Ha'misinai, Sheish Lusmoch, Ha'lashirim, and you can rely upon this even for dinim d'oraisa. And that's why in the issue footnote number 24, the Chazon Ish adds over here that you're allowed to sometimes use approximations over here, because the Torah was interested over here not in giving us a very exact specific din, but they're interested over here that God wants us to be able to be mekayim these mitzvos, and isn't interested in us exactly calculating to the nearest 1,000 centimeter over here what exactly the circumference or the numbers should be. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a number of additional nafkaminas from the Chazon Ish over here in regards to some of the Prati Dinim over here. Ayin Shom in the issue footnote number 23 for details. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph that you need to have over here at least part of this 4x4 tefach window or opening to be below 10 tvachim. He explains, Vima chalon agol, eino masbik b'meshiyah kitzeya igul amata b'soch hasara. But if it's a round window, then you can't have just a little bit of the roundness below 10 tvachim, because that may not actually be the area that's 4x4 tvachim in the rectangle that is within this circle. Here you do have to be exact, that at the point where the chalon is actually starting, that the point where the rectangle of 4x4 tvachim starts, that part has to be below 10 tvachim, not the whole thing, just a little bit of it. So if the circle is right at the tip of the 10 tvachim, so then the rectangle is going to start above the 10 tvachim, then that would be considered a good Pesach, because then you really have a mechitza between the two courtyards with no opening between them. Sivkot Lamed Beis, it has to be within the 10 Tvachim. Deim kol achalon or Pesach l'malam yasar Tvachim, eino mo'el klum. As we just said, if the entire Pesach or Chalon is above the 10 Tvachim, it doesn't help at all. Kivin sheyesh tachtov mechitza gemura, because underneath it you have a full-fledged 10 Tefach mechitza. Hacholekes ben achatzeros, that separates the two chatzeros, it doesn't allow them to combine together. The evshol lehen la'ariv yachin, they halachically cannot be viewed together. Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, Chalon Shebein Shnei Batim. If you have a window, here we're talking about between two houses over here. And the issue footnote number 25 points out from the Chazon Ish that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you see that without some sort of a Pesach in between them, a person is not allowed to carry from his adjacent house to his next door neighbor's adjacent house, not going through a chatzer, but just going from house to house without an Erev Chatzeris. In any event, here we're talking about a window between two houses. Afilu hu lemala me'asari. Here in this situation, it can be above 10 tefachim. Im ratzum arvim yachad. These two people are allowed to go be ma'ariv together. And likewise, even if they only have a skylight in between them, hu adin la ruba shebein bayis laliyah. If you have a lower floor and an upper floor, and all you have over here is a skylight in between them, that also is good. Shafilu lemala me'asari. Even if it's above 10 tefachim, im ratzum arvim yachad. They have the right, if they wish to make a combined eruv chatzeros. And this is true. Afilu ein shom sulam lalos, but even if they don't have right now a ladder there to allow there to go up from the ground floor to the attic through this skylight. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Gimel explains, U'mayrish lo ervu b'chotzer asher habatim psuchim lo. We're obviously talking about where these two houses aren't participating in Erev Chatzeros for that Erev, because the ervu kol habatim shebechotzer, because if they did make an Erev Chatzeros, so then Rishus Echor u'memele, then it's already considered one entity, and then v'afilu derech chalon she'ein bo shira pesach, o derech chorim, and then even through a window that doesn't have the shira 4x4 tochim, or even through small holes, nami yecholim latalta, then you could pass from one to the other, because they're allowed to carry into the courtyard, and then into the other house, so certainly you can go straight from house to house. Sivkot Lamed Dalet. Here, it works even if it's Lamala Me'asara, because Lefisha Bayis, Kivin Shu Makoris, since this house has a ceiling on it, Hareyu Kamali, we halachically view it as if it's filled up. And the understanding behind this can be seen in Dershu footnote number 27, brought down from the Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, in the Daf Yarif, who says that it's normal for a house to have various benches and all sorts of tables and chairs in it, and they fill up the area so that an area higher than 10 tefachim can easily be reached. And therefore, chashvim kilu karka bayis mole b'saf solim. We view the house floor over here as it's filled with tables and chairs, and therefore the walls of the house over here aren't considered a mechitza between the two batim, as long as there's some sort of an opening, even if it's above 10 tefachim, between the two houses. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Here we view this chalom, which is 20 tefachim high, as if it's really only 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim high. Kivan shabayis kula mumula, because we consider the house as if it's filled up because of the furniture that's over there. The issue footnote number 26 brings down from the Chazon Ish that according to the Mishnah Berurah from here, you can see that kol mokum makura nidon kamali. Anything that has a ceiling on it is considered halachically filled in, and then this 10 tefach height of the window is not halachically pertinent. You don't need to be below 10 tefachim. However, the Chazon Ish himself personally disagrees to a certain extent. He brings down other opinions as well in this issue footnote, Ayin Shom. The issue footnote number 27 also has a number of other practical dinim over here in regards to yichud, that a person is considered not being meyachid with a woman if there is a window above 10 tefachim, as long as they are potentially able to be reached with tables, even though there is no table or chairs over there right now. Again, I and the rest of the issue footnote number 27 for some very interesting yichud shilas and situations. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Hey says, Uadin Liaruba, the same thing applies over here with the skylight. The Dina Kedin Chalon, it has the same exact halachic status over here as the Chalon that we just mentioned. The issue footnote number 29 brings down from the Gemara in Erevin that it's actually a Sofik. However, the Maskon of the Sugya over there in the skylight tells us that Kol Karka Habayis Nechshav Kamole, that even in this situation we view the bottom floor of the house, so to say, as being filled up. Ulakach Aruba Dina Kachalon, and there's no difference over here with the skylight versus a window that's above 10 tefachim. And we pointed out, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Vav, even if there's no ladder or table there right now, even though it's nothing physically connecting them together right now because you can't reach the skylight, nevertheless, since you could by putting a ladder there or chairs there, etc., we halachically view it as if it's there and they can make an Erev Chatzeros together. The Ramah now says, this window or the skylight over here, even though it's above 10 tefachim, must still have a minimum size of 4x4 tefachim. He brings this down from the name of the Beis Yosef. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin explains, this is talking about achalon ve'arubakoi, both the chalon case above 10 tefachim or the window, the skylight in between the bottom floor and the top floor. Both of them have the same din, that it must be at least 4x4 tefachim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Ches explains, v'meish lo derech halatachto milvad ha'aruba, if there's another connection over here from the bottom to the top besides the aruba, then of course, as afshein ba'aruba, arbo al arbo, then even if the Kale doesn't have 4x4, it's not a problem. You're allowed to make an Erev between them. Marid Derech HaPesach, because there's another connection over here, Yochel Letatel Af Derech HaChor, and you can certainly go, and once you have a connection, an opening between the two, you can even pass through a small hole. So then if you have another opening between the ground floor and the top floor, then even if the Aruba is not 4x4, you could use the Aruba to pass stuff one from the other. However, the Ramah adds over here, and he says, however, vim also seriga, if you make some sort of like a lattice or a grate or bars over here, lefneach halon, that don't allow the halon to be fully open, then batel le mitoras halon, he brings that from the Magid Mishnah, in that situation, you lose the status of this being a window or an opening, a 4x4 tefachim, because the grates over here prevent you from passing stuff through. The Mishnah Berurah explains, this thing is called shekorin grates over here, which in Tirgum number 1 is sorgim, which are bars, beloshon Ashkenaz and Yiddish over here in Germany. And the reason why you must have at least 4x4 tefachim in one place, and by having these bars over here, it doesn't allow each hole to be a separate hole that's at least 4x4 tefachim that can be used. And therefore, vodun le'aruba, the same din would apply over here to the skylight over here. If you had grates on it or a lattice of some sort that doesn't actually have a opening of 4x4 tefachim, then it is no good. However, the issue footnote number 30 points out, if these bars over here can easily be removed without doing any malacha on Shabbos, so then they are considered as if they are pasuach, as if the grates or the bars aren't there, and they can make an Erev together. We'll start Siv Vav. So you have a house that's in between two courtyards. And this house, so to say, has access to both of the two courtyards. The courtyards aren't connected to each other. They only can get to each other through this house. But the house in the middle can go to the right and go to the courtyard over there and go to the left to the courtyard over there. The Erevim Shteim, and the guy in the middle participates in the Erev Chatzeros with the courtyard on the right, and he also participates with the Erev Chatzeros with the courtyard on the left. However, Avala Chatzeros lo Erevu Zeamzeh, but these two Chatzeros have not made an Erev together. So then in this situation, Ein Letalto Kelim Sheshovsu Bebatim Mechotzer Lechotzer Aidei Baizeh. So then if you had utensils in individual houses in courtyard A, they can't be going into courtyard B, even though they're allowed to go into the house in between. And that house in between is allowed to go into courtyard on the other side. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to go from courtyard B into courtyard A via going through the house. So you can't take utensils from courtyard B, put them in the house or go through the house and bring them into courtyard A, even though they're allowed to go into the house and things in the house are allowed to go into the other courtyard as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem, wrote to law, Maitam Chabas, telling us over here, Af agav dekelim sheshov su b'vayis v'emtsoi, even though utensils in the house, mutu l'talto l'shtei achatzeros, they can go to either courtyard. V'chein me'ab batim sheb'shtei achatzeros, elov. And likewise, utensils that are in either courtyard are allowed to go into this middle house. Nevertheless, mikol mokom, me'ab batim sheb'chotzezeh, l'chotzezeh, but to take something from a utensil from a house in courtyard B and bring it through the middle house and go into courtyard A or into a house in courtyard A, that's not allowed. Because these two courtyards did not make an Erev Chatzeros between them. And here we're talking about Bedafko Sheo Erevim Shaosu Lo Haya Munach Bebeso Amtsoi. And here we're talking about where the box of matzos was not placed into the middle house. It was placed into a different house in courtyard B and into a different house in courtyard A. Kim Bishari Batim Shel Chatzeros in some other houses in those courtyards. However, but if courtyard B put their box of matzahs in the middle house, and likewise courtyard A put their box of matzahs in the middle house, then they're all considered one big shutuf. Then the two courtyards are considered connected over here, as as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem when we get there. Ayin Shom, he brings us down for the matzahs a shekel. And the issue footnote number 31 adds, if each side did make their own Erev Chatzeros, anything that was in the middle house at the start of Shabbos is allowed to go all over the place. So we don't say, no, they have to pick either one courtyard or the other courtyard. They're allowed to actually participate in both. Mechaber continues and he writes, Hoya ben shtei chatzeros kosel gavoa asara tvachim. If between these two courtyards there was a wall that was more than 10 tvachim tall, Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Mem Aleph, ubazeh ein naf gemina makosel rochav abar lo. We don't care if the wall is 4 tvachim wide, doesn't have to be 4 tvachim thick. Afilu mechitza daka, even a very thin mechitza, is a good mechitza. Mafsekes ben chatzeros kivin shegavoa asara, as long as it's more than 10 tvachim tall. So that's a valid mechitza. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Bey says it's more than 10 tvachim tall. The behochos mizeh lo choshev hefsek vevik chatzrechot. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's not considered a hefsek, and therefore it's like 1 yard, or marvin echav, ein marvin shtein, then they must make an Erev Chatzeros together and can't make two separate Erev Chatzeros if they wanted to even. So in this situation, where you have a wall between two courtyards, it's more than 10 tefachim tall. Or, Oshaya Karko, Shalachas Me'achatir, was Gavor Me'chavero Chamisha Tefachim. Or, one courtyard was 5 tefachim higher than the other tefachim from its floor, and then they added on. Also, Allah Mechitza Chamisha Lashlim Alasar, and they added on 5 more tefachim of wall to make the total distance between the two courtyards 10 tefachim. And you can see this in diagram, Dishu footnote number 32. So then in this situation, Ein Yichon Larav Yachad, they're not allowed to make an Erev together, they must make 2 separate Erev Chatzeros. With this, we conclude today's shir.